Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5 and the WPG Talk Radio app.
He was a biggin'. He was a biggin'. Fortunately, I was in a truck driving. He just crossed the road. Hey, you're inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Waking at January 6th and 7th, and we're talking about some bucks on public land. Yes, I was way down southwest Jersey in bordering along, rather, the Thunder Gut Wildlife Management down there by Alloways. Oh, man, it's snow geese. Mary, mother of God, the sky was white. These were all those. It was so cool to see those, like, the dark clouds and see all that white up there. Spoke to a gentleman in the area. He says, yeah, Tommy P., there's plenty of bucks left. Thunder Gut Management area, especially. Big, big tract of land. So thick, he said. It's going to take me down there sometime. I said, well, I'll have to rethink that. But also going on is the predator hunting season, the special permit season where you can hunt at night and also hunt during the day. A $2 permit fee coming up in our next segment. Peter Stark, assistant wildlife biologist, Fish and Wildlife, talking briefly about the coyotes, red fox, and gray fox. And then we have Ron Jones, ACP, Rednecks Pride Outdoor Products, talking the night hunting game for the predators. And don't forget, Wildwood Fishing and Boating Expo is going on today and tomorrow. Wildwood Convention Center, 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. today and 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. tomorrow. The seminars alone are worth a $10 price of admission, $3 for kids 6 to 13 or 6 to 15, whatever. It's just going to be a great show. He is sold out. If you heard the program last week, he is sold out, man. There's going to be lines. So get there and enjoy. I'll see you there either today or tomorrow, predicated on what we have planned. So grab that cup, grab that Red Bull. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Talking coyotes and foxes. Ooh, predator season is on.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and who enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
Hey, it's number 59, Seth Joyner. Join me on the Bet Parks Sportsbook app, and you're in the zone. Bet Parks is the official casino and sportsbook app of the real Philly fan and the only app I recommend. Bet more than the score. Bet player performances like total passing and rushing yards. Bet total team touchdowns. Bet who scores a touchdown. And nobody does live in-game betting better than Bet Parks. Bet on the action as it happens. Join me right now and download the Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app. New customers make a winning $10 bet and get $125 in bonus sportsbook bets back. Must be a winning bet, and bonus bets must be wagered once. The Bet Parks Sportsbook is the only sports betting app that I recommend. Live betting, parlays, props, teasers, they have it all. Like me, I'm sure that you love to play, you love to win. You bet. Bet Parks.
Must be 21 in NBA, New Jersey, Ohio, Maryland. Gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Oceanfront Grand Hotel, Victoria and Cape May's premier resort hotel and conference center, features renovated guest rooms and suites, indoor and outdoor pools, restaurant and nightclub, perfect for family fun, friends weekends, business events, and romantic getaways. It's famous for spectacular seaside wedding receptions with breathtaking views of the ocean. Check out the Grand Hotel's Easter Kids Spring Break and plan now for their fabulous summer vacation in Cape May with discounted weekend and midweek packages. Visit Grand Hotel Cape May.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Coming up a little later on in the program, we're going to be talking predator hunting. The special permit season is open now, $2 permit, and you can hunt at night. Red fox, gray fox, coyote, also raccoon, but the regulations, just be a little careful. Hit page Was it hit page 57 in the digest for the specifics on the ammo loads and the hours and stuff, but it's just an intriguing type of hunting. Join us on the line right now, special guest with New Jersey DEP's Fish and Wildlife, Assistant Wildlife Biologist Peter Stark. He is the fur bearer and / small game mammal project leader for the state of New Jersey. I want to talk very briefly on the regulations on the coyotes and the foxes, the gray fox in particular. Peter, thanks for joining us. How you doing, brother?
Hey, I'm doing good. Thanks for having me, Tom.
You're always more than welcome. This is an intriguing time of year. I got winter bows on. I get that. But this predator hunting, I do it a few times a year, but it just vexes me here. These things are just unbelievably smart. But, Peter, I know it's the coyotes. That's been covered it seems like forever. I noticed that on the coyote harvest, the coyote kill must be reported by 8 p.m. on the day of harvest. The reason for that, please.
Sure. It basically has to do with we try to get our coyote special permit season to align with our deer regulations. So with deer, any season that closes within daylight savings time as a mandatory reporting deadline of 8 p.m. on the day of harvest. So just to keep our coyote regulations fairly consistent, we've also adopted that rule as well.
Now, coyote populations they're beyond stable. Would you agree?
They're certainly, pretty much they're found everywhere in the state now. Mm-hmm. So as far as their range expansion goes, they can't really go much else.
This is true.
They're doing good. Yep.
I've seen them again, Peter Stark, just about everywhere. Unless there's they've tried bounties, everything. Nature abhors a vacuum. Man, coyotes, they just, whoosh, you remove some, and it seems like they're right back there. But, I don't know, Peter, you always hear that they're impacting deer populations, they're impacting, quail populations, when the stock will anyway, and they're pheasant and waterfowl a whole bit. But they are here to stay. Let's just take advantage of the coyote hunting opportunities. But, Peter, to the gray fox, now I see in the regs reporting of gray fox is requested, and why?
Sure. So we have observed in the past, I would say 30 to 40 years, a fairly steady decline in the harvest of gray fox, both by regular hunting and also trapping. So really, we're just requesting information from the public on how many gray foxes are actually being harvested. Mm-hmm. Right now, most of our estimates of their harvest, it's just that. It's an estimate. It comes off of various surveys that we send out to hunters and trappers.
Right.
So we're just requesting information from people. It always helps us in our estimates to be able to basically cross-check those with the actual numbers that are reported.
Okay, Joe's on the Rackham Finn Radio Line this morning is Peter Stark, Assistant Wildlife Biologist, New Jersey DEP's Fish and Wildlife. Peter's also the Fur Bearer / Small Game Mammal Project Leader. Listen, before I let you go, I'm wondering, with the near zero value of fur these days, could it be that, insofar as the grays are concerned, that not that many people are bothering to trap them?
That's very possible, for sure. Yeah, that's why we try to look at it in a long-term trend.
Mm-hmm.
So, which would, some years we've had fairly good pelt prices on grays, some years we haven't. So that's why we tend to look at it from a, 30 to 40, even 50-year perspective to try to get a better understanding of population.
Peter, very serendipitous that you're on, and my next guest, we're talking the predator hunting. I was out by Alloway yesterday, or the day before yesterday, I guess it was Thursday. Peter, right there on the side of a darting cross with something in its mouth, I don't know if it was a muskrat or rat or whatever, briefly, split second, it was a gray fox.
And he just off the side of the road, down in the ditch, and gone. And this was kind of, early in the afternoon. And I'm thinking, you think they're mostly nocturnal, but to actually see one and say, man, did this line up with my show Saturday or what? populations on the grays and the reds pretty stable. I mean, there's rabies, there's mange, whatever. Have they been pretty steady from your studies?
Yeah, very steady. Great opportunities abound for hunting and trapping both of those species.
Listeners, I will try one of these days, should I get forced, I will try my crock pot coyote recipe or no coyote. Peter, how about this? Fox fricassee. I'm trying, man.
Oh, man.
They're loins. Hey, I've eaten mountain lion, people. That was pretty good. So
I've heard it's good.
Yeah, I'm Montana, so this is I'll give it a try. But my lovely DeMarie says, you do anything like that, you're cooking out in the back of the property. Well, Peter, thanks for joining. These guys are doing a fantastic job. Listeners, our next couple of segments, night hunting coyotes, foxes, man. It is a great, great experience. Peter, thanks for joining us. See you soon, man.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.
Yeah, coming up, Ronnie Jones, ACP, Rednecks Pride Outdoor Products, the night game for the Predators. Be right back, Rack and Fin Radio.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5, South Jersey's talk station. Bullet points.
California can't make it harder to carry your gun in public. That's the ruling from a federal district court after a number of gun rights activists sued over a California law crafted in response to the U.S. Supreme Court ruling against New York State's long-lived restrictions on firearms. California's legislature and Governor Gavin Newsom tried prohibiting carrying firearms in 26 different kinds of places, including public parks and amusement parks and other places privately owned but open to the public. The 2A advocates said that law would have made it impossible to drive across town with your firearm. The federal judge put an injunction on it, calling the law sweeping, repugnant to the Second Amendment, and openly defiant to the Supreme Court. And those are your bullet points. I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
This is Harry Hurley for Gary's Restaurant, located at 831 North New Road in Pleasantville. Gary's Restaurant is open for breakfast, lunch, and even early dinner, 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Owner-operator Gary Field is very excited about the expanded menu. That's for both food and dessert items. Please leave room for one of Gary's fabulous desserts, such as the New York-style creamy cheesecake, which I've had multiple times, and it is absolutely fantastic. Margie loves the Jewish apple cake, and there's so much more. Chef Sid Vargas is preparing new menu items, omelets, including a wonderful seafood omelet, fried shrimp, hot roasted turkey with stuffing, waffles and wings, and so much more. Remember, if you would like to pick up your meal, simply call ahead to Gary's Restaurant at 609-383-9980. That's 609-383-9980. And tell Gary Field that I sent you early in the morning.
Ever feel judged at the gym?
You don't know how to use the leg curl machine? Are you serious? This is your first day alive. No, it's okay. I love helping people during their first day on Earth.
At Planet Fitness, get energy without the judgment. Never intimidating. Always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. Join today during the Big Fitness Energy Sale for 24 cents down, $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 12th.
Planet Fitness is a proud partner of the Philadelphia Eagles.
See Home Club for details.
This is South Jersey's talk station, WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Yeah, we're back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. And weekend of January 6th and 7th, kicking off the new year, 21st year of Rack and Fin Radio. Again, thanks to all involved in keeping this show going. And very special guest is our annual, Special Predator Season show with Ron Jones. He is president, owner, big gun, big mahoff, ACP Rednecks Pride Outdoor Products since 87, making baits and lures and got into the calling business, premium calls, in the year 2000. He's joining us. I mentioned in the earlier segment, saw a gray fox. Something in his mouth. I don't know, he had muskrat. Something in his mouth right there, down there by, was that Alloway's Camp Edge, somewhere down in that way. Whoa, I love that. I love that area down there, boy. Alloway's Lake, too, man. Look out. Look out. I'm going to be bassing your ass this spring. And it's our annual special season now where you can hunt at night, coyotes and foxes. And Ron Jones is joining us. Let's get into some nighttime predator hunting where you are the hunted. Very challenging. So big buck there, too. I told you about that as well. Okay, big. I get the whole big deer thing. Monster deer. Monster are very tough critters. Turkeys can be extremely difficult. Predator hunting, to me, especially at night, that is the ultimate. And Jonesy and I are going to discuss it here. Ryan, thanks for joining us. By the way, Jonesy, you remember, you were one of my first guests 21 years ago, little brother.
Has it been that long, really?
And listen, hey, Jonesy, I don't got a man crush or anything, but you are timeless. You look as great now as you did then. Me, I look like I've been run over many a time.
That's not what my wife told me this morning. She said I need to get myself cleaned up. That's all I know.
Well, Ronnie, you're getting ready to go full bore trapping. You know, the trapping season's been open, and the predator season has been on. But this nighttime game, Ronnie, very thrilling. It's a $2 permits involved, either, whatever it is, and it is a game unlike any other, a life and death game where you are actually the prey, and it's pretty thrilling. How long have you been doing this?
I started calling foxes and raccoons when I was a teenager, so I'm 29 now, so you can...
Vintage Jonesy there, man.
Back in the 70s, mid-70s, I guess, I started calling fox and raccoons. Mm-hmm. And then, as you know, Jennings is, what, 33 or 34 now?
No, he was just 21.
Yeah, well, I started young.
Good Lord. I remember didn't he have a mohawk at one time?
Yeah, he had all kinds of things. there was characteristics of him with the mohawk, and he put his cowboy hat on. But anyway, so we was calling nighttime when he was 10 or 11 or 12. Mm-hmm. So that's going back. I don't remember the year they let us start calling at night, but that's how long I've been at it for a while.
Ronnie, you've hunted and given seminars, trapping seminars, whatever, for in various states for years. How do you think? Right. How does Jersey stack up opportunity wise for the predator hunting? I was remiss of mentioning raccoons are legal, correct? At night?
Yeah, we can shoot them at night, but there's some regulations. Legally, you can only shoot them with number 4 fine shot.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So the loads you're using, your BBs and up to T-shot at night, is technically not allowed to shoot a raccoon. Okay. But the raccoons come in quite eagerly, let's put it that way. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, they'll crawl up your pant legs. That's how aggressive they'll come in on you.
Man, some of those big boar coons, right? I don't know, man. I've been close to some bears. I'd used bear spray twice I don't know how many years ago. But I'll tell you, I think I'd have a better shot with wrestling a bear than a big boar coon. Those things don't know the word quit.
And they come in, and they come in hard and fast, and they scare you at first. I mean, if you're not ready for them, I know quite a few guys that will not hunt at night because of raccoons. I laugh at them, call them sissies, but they can be
a handful.
Intimidating, let's put it that way.
Okay, listen, as the season runs to March 15th, the nighttime season, hunting with an aid of a light allowed half hour after sunset to half hour before sunrise. Shotgun only, 10 to 12 gauge using shot size, as Ronnie mentioned, number 4 fine and T only. But if you're going to be targeting coons, it's number 4 fine shot only doing that. Hunter Orange, it's optional.
No Hunter Orange.
It says optional.
If you have your permit, if you have your permit, you do not need your Hunter Orange, and it's at night you can use number 4 fine, mm-hmm. BB and T. Okay, so from anywhere from number 4 fine, so that would be number 2 fine also.
Mm-hmm.
Up to T at night, 12 gauge, 10 gauge only.
Yeah, this is deep. Bait is prohibited. Decoys are allowed. Dogs are prohibited. Predator call must be in possession, either a manual or electronic. The manner is standing and calling only. But, Ron, back to the nighttime gig. And listen, we've done video with Ron with the calling. It's phenomenal, especially with the foxes, with these things. You don't realize the vocalization. Like, damn, that's a fox? Oh, you scared the piss out of me, man. But Ron, the night.
I won't say anything, Tom.
You're too kind, Jones. You're too kind. But Ron, the daytime to the nighttime, distinct differences naturally. You know, the vision and the whole bit. You find the animals a little less cautious at night than during the daylight hours?
No, they're cautious no matter what. But they will pop out into the open a little bit. Coyotes now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Coyotes will pop out into the open or the edge a little easier at night. Foxes pop out and in. And I prefer, I'll be honest with you, if if we was in a different situation like Pennsylvania or something like that, I would probably do more daytime calling than nighttime because you can see better. Nighttime, you're at the mercy of your light or your thermal or your night vision. Mm-hmm. And, that means field of view is what the light or the night vision is picking up. Daytime, you can pick up your peripheral and all that. So daytime is harder to call because they're going to, stick to the thicker stuff more. Coyotes right. do too at night. Coyotes at night or day, they'll pop out, then they go back in, and then they swing down. It's called the Magic 80.
Tell you, Ron, those dogs, man, they're born nervous. They're born with PhDs on surviving. Anyway, listen, for the day, don't forget, you can hunt during the daytime as well during a special season. Half hour before sunrise to half hour after sunset, you can use bow, shotgun, 10 to 20 gauge, using BB to number 3 buckshot only, rifle.
No bow at night.
No, this is, I said, in the daytime. This is the daytime.
Okay,
rifle. A rifle permit's required. Muzzle loader or single barrel smoothbore, 44 caliber minimum. Centerfire rifle, 17 to 25 caliber, using hollow or soft point bullets, maximum 80 grain. And rimfire, 17 to 22 caliber, using hollow or soft point bullets, maximum 50 grain. So, but Ronnie, back to the nighttime thing. Really, I mean, have you seen these? And I've seen them too, but, and I just, really, all of a sudden, they're right on you, or with the lights, you know, I've seen some of the headlamps you guys use, actually track them coming in, where you'll actually be able to maybe predict where you're going to get that shot, or all of a sudden they are right there in front of you or behind you, as we found out. Listen, you never saw 320 pounds lift his ass off the ground so fast.
the key to being good at predator hunting at night is knowing where they're going to pop out. Okay, and that's. You know, even in my trapping or my you remember my deer scent talks and all that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm always talking about behavior and habits. Very seldom do I talk methods. And the reason is, the better you know your animal, the more methods you have at your disposal. Now, with the coyote, you know he's going to head downwind. The foxes are going to do the same thing, but just not as thorough. So your coyote is going to head downwind. So you face your call to where you can get, hopefully you put your call on a crossing wind, you know, shoulder to shoulder, or the wind coming in your face. Mm-hmm. And you face your call to where you get him to pop out so you can see eyes or see the body, however. And then you know he's going to swing downwind on you. Coyotes are going to swing downwind 80 to 100 yards plus. Okay, that's the curse of South Jersey. North Jersey is a little bit nicer in that they have bigger, more open. They have bigger fields and more open woods.
More open woods. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you can literally see them. Moving downwind on you easier. I'll put it that way. Easier. All right. You know, down here, especially in that area you just mentioned, Cumberland County, Atlantic County, Briar Hole is not the word. Okay?
Hey, listen to me, people. Everything down that southwest part of Jersey reminds me of South Texas, Jonesy, where every bush down there wants to stab, slice, impale, or otherwise masticate you.
And it's thick.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, how do you even see these things? But Ryan, I notice our hunting, we see primarily reds up north, not any grays. Grays more dominant down here in the Southlands?
Yes. Yeah. We got a good number of grays down here, and there's an illusion that there isn't any, but it's because people aren't looking for them where they are. All right, gray fox is going to be in raccoon habitat, meaning that thick, godforsaken swamp crap.
Yep.
They pop out in the open. Yes, they pop out.
I saw it on the road. Ronnie was so fat. I knew what it was, but it was like the time a couple of years ago up in the Poconos. I saw a fisher. Me and the lovely Dee Marie were haggling, and there it was, and it was gone. But we knew. I remember I sent you. We were able to grab a quick photo. It's blurry as it was, you positive. the positive ID on it was a Fisher. Same thing with that gray. He was there, and it was gone. But, man, he was right, boom, right there.
They're on you. And another thing I've noticed this year with my testing sites that I have, my, I always have my cameras on video mode, all right, and they're IRs. And what was amazing this year, because I paid attention, it's always been, but I paid attention to it this year, your Reds will look at the camera. Your Coyotes will look at the camera, and they'll caution and pause, and then they'll either continue on or they'll back out. Grays this year, especially, and it's probably always been, I just never noticed it, when they pop into the field of view for the camera and the IR comes on, all right, the gray will immediately stop and literally many times back up out of it. Not turn around, literally back up out of it.
Wow.
Now,
smart little bastard.
Yeah, and we've noticed that we've noticed that with the lights too. When you're in that thick stuff, the grays, you'll see them look at you, and if they walk into the light, they don't seem to be as spooky. But if you turn your light on as they're coming in, they're inside out, getting out of there. So a lot of guys at night probably are seeing that little flicker of eye shine,
mm-hmm.
and they're seeing grays, but you don't know it. Okay, we know it now because, again, habits and behaviors. Okay. But, you know, for years, Jennings and I would say, what was that? It was an eye flash, you know, eye flash, but he's gone. And the grays seem to be a little, even though they're a more dominant, aggressive fox, they seem to be more cautious.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Again, that same thing with your coyote. He's a dominant, aggressive, but he's more cautious. So intelligence level, maybe, I don't know, or just plain sissies. I don't know.
Ronnie, we're up against a hard break. People, grab that cup, grab that Rebel. Be right back with Ron Jones. We're talking. Let's get back into it now. We're getting next segment, calls and decoys. And the moment of truth, predator hunting at night. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5. South Jersey's talk station.
Fox News, I'm Chris DeMeo. Republicans out pitching for votes Friday in Iowa, former President Trump among them.
The radical left Democrats rigged the presidential election in 2020, and we're not going to allow them to rig the presidential election in 2024.
Trump campaigning in Sioux Center, Iowa. The Iowa caucuses will be held in 10 days. President Biden kicking off his 2024 campaign on Friday in Pennsylvania, giving a speech that compares the January 6th attack on the Capitol to the Civil War. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul says that's nuts.
To compare a riot where there were no guns and no loss of life from the rioters killing anybody, to compare that to the Civil War where 600,000 people died to end slavery, at least half of them wanting to end slavery, that's just crazy.
Paul on Fox's Hannity. America's listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. Clouds and breezy, afternoon rain, high today 45. Windy this evening, clouds and rain mainly early. Could be some ponding on streets and roads, low 37. A bit of snow and rain at times tomorrow morning. Little to no accumulation, the high 44. Mostly sunny on Monday, the high on Monday afternoon at 47. I'm AccuWeather Steve Williams on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Very special guest on the line right now. We're talking the ultimate hunting in the Jersey. I got bears, don't get me wrong, but the nighttime predator hunting, red fox, gray fox, coyote and coon. But right now I want to sort of key in on the foxes, especially. I acknowledge it. Coyotes, what's that stupid saying? Bump by pay grade type thing. Yeah, but we're on the line with Ron Jones. He's Redneck Pride Outdoor Products since 87. Scents and baits, lures a whole bit, and also got into the calling game, premium calls, in the year 2000. He knows the outdoors, especially the southern tier counties. Well, like some area around Monroeville, I think. Hey, Ronnie, South Jersey, man. Been here a long time. I'm loving it. I'm just saying, I got north and I get to travel up. I'm loving South Jersey. Like I said, it is a challenge unlike I was used to. Especially those friggin' swamps. I've been lucky enough. People say, oh, you ain't in the woods if you never got chiggers. No, I've been smart enough, rather, to never get them because I've seen what they can do. This one photographer, I'll just say his Mike and his last initial is H. Incredible photographer, national book. I mean, the guy's amazing. He shows up at Wood Advertising. He was doing some catalog work for, I think it was for Z-Man or Triton, but I don't know what it was. Comes in and said, the hell, did you get hit with birdshot or something? He said, no. He said, those are chigger bites. I said, you're from here. What made you? He said, I heard about some swamp pink. He was really into the, you know, the endangered plants and a whole bit. And he and his Brittany Spaniel, whatever it was, and they took off all through some back. Ron, he was bitten from middle of his thighs down to his ankles. Like he got hit with number eight shot.
Yeah. We need to get you down here. About August, I'll get you down here with me.
Hey, man, I spray down, man. I have so much spray, everything's stiff. I can barely walk. I'm like the Tin Man. Don't want chiggers. I've had ticks. They skeet me.
I'll get you into some spots that the spray don't work.
I'll pass on that, Jones. By the way, I'm going to be doing a report on some. Listen, there's some brand new catfish bait which may be making the scene this coming spring. But we'll talk about that at a later date. Okay, Ron, let's get to the actual. Okay, you scouted out your area. You know where the foxes are, where they're traveling, you know, traversing through the coyotes, whatever. Ronnie, cover sense, decoys, and calling. We have about 10, 12 minutes in this segment. Go.
All right, cover sense, absolute. I believe in them now. Cover sense are not going to do what everybody thinks they do. It does not eliminate human odor. It just adds another odor that's stronger, hopefully, than your human odor, which creates an illusion to make the animal say, a human was here, but I think they're probably gone.
Ronnie, you've never been out there after I've had my mussels in green garlic sauce.
That's probably a good cover scent.
Yeah, man.
That's probably a good cover scent. But, you know, you're going to buy 10 seconds, 20 seconds if you're lucky. All right. That's probably the biggest misconception. Everybody thinks, you know, cover scent. Cover scent buys you a few seconds. Now, for predator hunting, deer hunting, and all that, 10 seconds is eternity. All right?
Sure.
That's all you need. But anyway, I believe in cover scents. Decoys at night, I'm not sold on them. I don't use them. I'm not saying they don't work. There's a lot of guys that kill critters with decoys, but you got to have a good decoy that's moving and all that. My next call, I think, is going to be the Icotec Outlaw, and that's got the decoy on it. And my son Jennings wants it, so he wants to try it. So we're going to probably go with that call maybe use decoys a little bit more.
Ron, I've seen some of these decoys. I mean, looks like they got plugged in. I mean, these things are spinning and whipping and little sounds.
Yeah, there's
got to
be a lot of movement. There's got to be a lot of movement.
And then I've seen some that are slower moving, and then some guys I know swear by. Again, this is a North Jersey deal. The slower ones up there seem to work. But on the overall, though, it's that radical action, that frantic action that really gets their attention, correct?
Well, yeah, and then when you add our cover scent, which is our Mr. Rabbit, Mr. Fox, Mr. Caller, M-I-S-T-E-R, what that's actually doing is when you're calling that critter in, especially with an electronic call, you're putting the prey odor at the call. So when it's swinging downwind, it's visual if you have a decoy. It's hearing, which is the other sense, and now you hit their nose, which has a prey, something getting killed, and I'll just leave it at that. We have in our sense, we have prey and killing. When it gets down there, that's just that added little bit of enticement to say, yes, this could possibly be real. Now, you still got to deal with, when the animal's swinging downwind, he's not looking for the human being. Everybody thinks that. Everybody says he's swinging downwind because he's looking for the human.
No, he's not. If he thought you was there, it wouldn't be swinging in that wind.
Vintage Jones again.
He said
that for my benefit, people. Trust me.
what that animal is doing is it's coming in, it's identifying the spot, and knows where the spot is, but it's really identifying it. It's identifying the sound, and it's also identifying what's more important. Something's getting killed, but what's doing the killing?
Mm-hmm.
All right? Especially with your foxes. Your foxes, if he comes downwind and he gets a whiff of coyote, guess what he ain't doing?
He's
okay. But if a coyote comes downwind and he gets a whiff of fox, what is he going to do? It's more, you're adding excitement. It's just like me saying use 3 or 4 cents at a trap. You're adding excitement. That's what you're trying to do when you're calling.
Mm-hmm.
You're taking and adding dimensions to it. You're making them hopefully forget about their caution. And that's where the bigger fields up north Jersey is really nice, because you can see the critter and the critter can see better. The caution factor is still there. Don't get me wrong. I'm making it sound easy, but it ain't.
Trust me, Ron, I interrupt you a second, but I'm still intrigued from, you know, several years ago. That one, I guess it was a dog, fox, male.
That was a red fox.
Ron, we have to go into some of those vocalizations. For some reason, it's probably me. It's probably the muscles in the garlic sauce or something. That this red would not. He was there. He was screaming. He was pissed off. He was horny. He was something. And Ron, I was just wow. I mean, they say deer hunting's tough. Oh, this thing was. We all got frustrated. I was intrigued but frustrated. Damn,
well,
man.
there was a couple things that was going against us on that, and I want to get back up there with you, but I want Denise Marie to have the gun, okay?
He wants the kill guarantee.
But here's what happened there: we was daylight calling late afternoon. Okay, you up North Jersey, you got the high grades, and you got the different geographies, which is different from down here. It didn't want to break that stream bed, okay? Because
right, he hung up there.
If I remember correctly, we had snow. We had snow, didn't we?
Yeah, we had a little bit of snow, patches of snow on the ground, but enough that you could,
yeah. So it was in that thicket on the stream bed, all right, and it didn't want to break out of that. But there was another thing that was going on. It was this big blob sitting out there that was moving around, kept looking back at me like they're saying, I want to leave, and I'm saying, sit down. I won't mention names, but
that was the other guy. That was the other guy. All 320 pounds of him.
All I remember is I heard, and you turn around and say, what is that?
Well, listeners, he tamed that down a little bit. What I really said was, you know.
Yeah, there was some, what's that, explicit words?
Yeah. Well, Ron, again, on the vocalizations, to the calls, gray's more aggressive coming, and they're cautious, don't get me wrong, but gray's more aggressive than red's coming, because down here, I want to do the gray game with you.
They do come in faster, but they're not stupid, and they stay to the thicket. So the problem with the gray fox is because they're in the thicket, especially at night, you're shining your light, you're casting shadows with your light, you're in the thicket stuff, you can't see, and next thing you know, they're within 20 yards of you, and you didn't even know they was there, all right? And then they pick you up like a rock. I mean, it's just like, wham, they got you. And then they scoot on out, and you didn't even know it. Or if you were lucky enough, you saw a flash of eyes, and that was it. Red foxes, coyotes, you can get them out on that edge. You can get the grays out on the edge, too. And they may, the fox may run down that edge to where you can follow it all the way through. Mm-hmm. Foxes are a lot easier. Red foxes are probably the easiest to call in and kill. That's why everybody does it.
Like I said, we're going to do the red fox thing, right? No.
Yeah. I love grays.
No, I'm on a gray. That's my holy grail. Hey, Gray, holy Gray. I like that. I'm good, man. I'm good.
Yeah, Grays are it. Vocals, if you're going after your foxes, you're gonna use prey distress, and then you're gonna use your fox distress. More like pups. Distress seems to work the better. But your birds, your higher pitch, like your woodpecker.
What's with the woodpecker call? They're all over the place. Are they just at war like hawks and crows and owls? I mean, they're at war. What is it about the woodpecker and the foxes?
I think it's just the high scream? Frequency.
Yeah,
the high frequency and the distress in a woodpecker is a very fast pace, high pitch. It's just like if you could figure out a mouse. I have a coaxer call that I make. It's a really high pitch, and we just that fast, right? And just rack it out as loud as I can, and just get it like it's a machine gun going off. And that works very, very well on bringing them in. So I think it's the high-pitched. If you look out there, there's some ultrasonic calls being come out. They're like $1,500 and all stuff like that. I'm not buying one.
I'll order one today. You're right.
Yeah. But the megahertz or whatever they do that, they talk about that. The higher pitch has more enticing sound to the foxes. Now, your coyotes, you can do your distress, but they're not your prey distress, but they're not that fast on coming in. They're going to sit back and they're going to look a little bit.
Ronnie, give us a can you give us a fox distress call, like a pup call or something?
I don't have my calls with me. I'm sorry, I didn't have them. So, but a rabbit distress would work. Rabbit. Can be overused, but rabbit.
Everything eats rabbits.
I personally like, Jennings does also, both of us personally like mouth calls better than electronic calls.
Why so?
The reason is I can give fluctuation, I can give realism, I can do a lot more with my mouth call on watching the animal, and I can raise it up in volume, I can bring it down in volume, I can do a whole bunch more of the mouth call. The bad negative, they pinpoint you. All right.
Bing.
Where the electronic call is, you can put it out 50-100 yards. If I'm going after coyotes, it's not uncommon for us to take that call and put it out in front of us 100 yards. And then set somebody up on the downward perimeter. As he's coming in on the side, we can try to get a shot at him. Foxes, we don't have to be that critical, but I will go 50 yards with the electronic call out in front of me if I got the opening. Like North Jersey, I would definitely be at 50 yards out in the middle of the field with red foxes.
Ron, one of the things I notice a lot down, especially through there's parts of Cumberland, Salem County, Gloucester, a lot of fields and hedgerows, and huge expansive fields, but bordering with woods around and a hedgerow. Will they go inside that wood line and make their way up a hedgerow?
Yes.
Okay.
They stay right into it. The foxes and the coyotes both, they stay right into it most of the time. It's a blessing to get them to step out and be dumb and walk the whole perimeter. In early season before 6-day firearm, you can, the coyotes, September when we're playing around, just calling, okay, and no gun, we're using a camera or something like that. The coyote, especially the pups, those first year pups, they're dumber, okay, not dumb, but dumber than the adult. Mm-hmm. And they will get out on that edge, and they will run that edge, so you can watch the whole thing.
That was Jones's hint about me, my chance of getting one.
Hey,
Jones, there's no shame to my game. Come on, you know me 21 years. Come on.
You've heard the red fox. The only thing you haven't heard is that raccoon scream at your pant legs. So you're good now. You're good now. You won't get up and run.
Join us online is Ron Jones, ACP Rednecks Pride Outdoor Products. You can go, Ron, give that website, please.
It'd be rednexpride.com.
Okay, full line of sense, calls, lures, the whole nine yards. Well, Ron, let's set something up a little later on this month, and I really want the gray is my holy grail. For you know, I travel a lot, got coyotes, but a gray, Ron, a gray that's a mount for me, bro.
That's where a lot of people want the grays, and they're the easiest to call in, the hardest to kill.
That's it.
We'll do it, but I just want Denise to carry the gun.
You're killing me, Jones. That's all right. That's I'm good. She'll carry the gun, and I'll pay for the mount. How's that?
All right.
And listen, we have to get back to that diner. Listen, these people at this diner, I don't forget where it was, had sandwiches the size of your head.
No, they banned me from that place.
Oh. I won't even get into that.
No. Actually, me and my wife went in there the other night, and they said, Tom P's not with you, are they? And I said, no. They said, okay, you can come in.
Jonesy, one more time with that website, please.
TheRedneckSPride.com.
Okay, Ron, best of Donna, Jennings, and the whole crew. We'll see you soon.
All right, buddy.
Take care.
Easy.
Yeah, it's a $2 permit fee. Predator hunting at night especially. During the day, it's great, too. And these things. And then... what was that? After I stood up, going right down the hedgerow, right? It was a red. I just wasn't paying attention. Right down, bang, the hedgerow. Come back home down south, try to get a gray. Good luck with that. Be right back, wrapping it up, Rack and Fin Radio.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5 and the WPG Talk Radio app.
The power's out at our house.
Ah, coffee table.
But since our family has storm-ready Wi-Fi from Xfinity, we can stream or game in the dark.
Oh, who moved the couch?
So that's what we're doing right now, in fact, is I try and feel around for a seat. Ah, here we go.
Oh, cactus? Can I get a little help over here?
Yeah, bro, just let me finish this boss battle.
Sure, go ahead. Medic!
Now you can get fast, reliable internet on the Xfinity 10G network and get storm-ready Wi-Fi when you upgrade, so you can stay connected for up to 4 hours, even when the power goes out. Only from Xfinity. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Storm-ready Wi-Fi limited to customers within range of 4G LTE cellular signal. Speeds reduced to 30/7 megabits per second. Actual speeds vary. For more details, visit Xfinity.com/storm-ready.
With savings at the Home Depot, we'll get your kitchen clicking. With top-brand appliances like a GE Profile refrigerator with convenient features like a built-in dual-dispense autofill pitcher. Plus, with seamless shopping in-store and online, everything you need for your kitchen is just a click away. Get up to $800 off select kitchen appliances from top brands like GE Profile at the Home Depot. Pricing valid January 4th through 24th. Gas ranges and dryers extra. U.S. only. See store or online for details.
She's so smooth, so...
I'm interrupting my own shower to remind you to treat your skin like the queen she is with Olay Hyaluronic Body Wash. Packed with Olay's highest level of vitamin B3 complex. It's so moisturizing that it will give you visibly smoother, head-turning skin in just 14 days. People wondering, how'd she get so smooth? Olay Hyaluronic Body Wash. Also, try Olay Hyaluronic Body Lotion.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
And that'll do it for this week on Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Yeah, the Predator Hunting Game is on. Also, do not forget, today and tomorrow, Wildwood Fishing and Boating Expo going on at the Convention Center. Last week, we had Jerry Vessels on, talking to the promoter and owner of the show. It's going to be gangbusters, sold out. As I mentioned in my blog and as I mentioned on the air last time, the $10 price of admission, nothing compared to the quality, the seminars, big learning process. We had Jenny Ackerman on talking about her seminar is going to be jigging for fluke. We had another guy chunking in jigging tuna. Great seminar going to be on 11 today and 11 tomorrow. For Kate, my boy, Captain Steve Spagnuolo, slow pitch jigging. The game is really racking up catches. Captain Steve's on live us right now. Captain Steve, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Locked, cocked, and ready to rock. You'll feel the ground shaking or the floor shaking when Tom P's approaching. You got that. Yeah, we understand it. Just grab that lectern. See, let's get in real quickly. Listen, you have to check this. The slow pitch jigging game It is, pardon the pun, a game changer, Steve. Real quick, the advantage of the slow pitch jigging, and we'll leave it at that. People have to go to the summer. What do you got?
So you'll catch bigger sea bass and oftentimes bigger flounder. You know, with the limits of 10, 15 on sea bass per person, you catch bigger fish, you have more meat, you have a higher yield, and you have the opportunity of catching a trophy fish.
The one thing you told me that was really intriguing, less fatiguing than the aggressive jigging game, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. You can use a jig that's, 6 to 8 ounces versus using an 8 to 12-ounce lead in the same depth.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've seen them on the racks, specially constructed slow-pitch jigging rods. What are the rods feature? A softer tip, heavier butt section? What's the dealio?
Softer tip, more parabolic, a little slower action than your typical fast action rod. And what it does is it allows you to work that jig very, very slowly and softly on the bottom, which is a lot less aggressive than bite jigging and things like that, which is less fatiguing. And more people can do it. You can be 20 years old and do it. You can be 80 years old and do it. You can do it for hours and not get tired.
Okay, Steve. Okay, Captain Steve, at your seminar, will you be having sample products there, setups?
Yeah, they're not for sale, but I can tell them where they can be purchased, and they can actually physically see the types of jigs that I use. And we'll also be talking about location and time for catching sea bass and getting your best yield in the fall and the spring.
There we go. This is 11 a.m. today and tomorrow. Captain Steve Spagnuolo, slow pitch jigging, one of the quality seminars, Wildwood Fishing and Boating Expo. That's running today, 9 to 5, and tomorrow, 9 to 2. So you can get back, go to the watering hole or home and watch Eagles game. We shall see. Captain Steve, we'll see you soon, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Look forward to seeing everybody there.
You'll hear me coming, brother. Take care.
Sounds good.
Yeah, that'll do it for this week on Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Winter bow is on. Predator season is on. You still have pheasant and quail season still on. A lot of activities going on. Fishing has been, we've been transitioning more now to the freshwater end. I was out at Alloway's Lake the other day. Man, that wind. Oof. It was just working some bankside cover. No luck there. On the way back, though, I'm zipping through. I'm going through a Willow Grove. There's a guy out there in this wind in a kayak. Willow Grove, no, it was Malaga, right there, in the middle of Malaga Lake. I said, that is one dedicated bass man. Okay, God bless America, God bless our troops, God bless our first responders and law enforcement. Don't forget, Wildwood Fishing and Boating Expo today and tomorrow. See you there. Be back next week, Rack and Fin Radio.